Oh, set the sail and catch the breeze. We're bound.
Welcome to Disruptarian Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Richard Thompson. Today we're diving deep into a topic that's foundational to everything we do: truth, integrity, and how these values shape the legacy we leave behind. I'm excited to be joined by two fantastic guests who bring unique perspectives to this conversation. First, we have Dylan joining us from Scotland, an accomplished author of both self-help and historical nonfiction books, as well as a captivating public speaker.
Thanks for having me, Ryan. It's great to be here.
And joining us from the Emerald Isle is Ashlyn, a content creator and fellow podcast host who's been making waves with her show about parenting in Ireland.
Delighted to be part of the conversation, Ryan.
Today, we're going to explore how truth and integrity serve as the bedrock of our personal and professional lives, and why these values are more crucial than ever in our current digital age. We'll be sharing personal experiences, discussing the challenges of maintaining integrity in a world full of misinformation, and exploring practical ways to build a legacy that stands the test of time. You know, since 2011, I've been on what I'd call a mission, developing and advancing truth detection technology through my company, Veracity Integrity. It's not just a business venture, it's really become my life's work.
That's fascinating, Ryan. What drove you to focus on truth detection specifically?
The simple answer is that I've seen how deception can tear apart relationships, communities, and even entire societies. We're building AI-driven systems that can detect lies with up to 97% accuracy. It's about creating accountability at every level.
The implications of that kind of technology are enormous. How do you see this impacting everyday people?
From legal investigations to personal relationships, imagine a world where truth isn't just an ideal, it's verifiable. Though I have to say, it's not always been an easy path.
I can imagine there's been pushback. In my experience, writing about historical truth, people often resist facts that challenge their beliefs.
Exactly. The resistance comes not just from individuals, but from entire systems that benefit from ambiguity around truth. But here's what drives me. Every time we advance this technology, we're creating tools that could prevent wrongful convictions, protect the innocent, and hold the powerful accountable.
As someone who works with parents, I'm curious about how this intersects with raising children and teaching them about honesty.
That's actually a perfect example. When we model truth-telling and integrity for our children, we're not just teaching them values. We're showing them how to build trust. It's the same principle we're applying at Veracity Integrity, just on a larger scale.
I find it remarkable how you've managed to merge technological innovation with such a fundamental human value.
That's because at its core, this isn't just about technology, it's about human connection. When we can trust each other's words, we can build stronger relationships, better businesses, and more just societies. Speaking of honesty and documentation, this really goes back to my Mormon upbringing. In the Mormon faith, there's this huge emphasis on keeping journals and recording your life experiences.
That's quite interesting. How did that early practice influence your later approach to documentation?
It became absolutely fundamental. When I started getting involved in activism, I quickly learned that documenting everything wasn't just about personal reflection. It was about protection and accountability.
Protection? Can you elaborate on that?
Well, when you're dealing with controversial topics and challenging authority, having detailed records of every interaction becomes crucial. I started recording everything, especially during confrontations with law enforcement or during protests.
That must have come in handy more than once.
It absolutely did, and this practice really proved its worth during my custody battle. I learned from other parents who'd gone through parental alienation that documentation was essential.
As someone who works with parents, I hear about these situations quite often. How detailed were your records?
I recorded every interaction with my ex from 2013 onwards, especially after receiving threats about turning the kids against me. Every threat, every interaction, it was all documented and could be used in court if needed.
That's incredibly thorough. It must have been exhausting to maintain that level of documentation.
It was, but I'd seen firsthand what happens when situations devolve into he said, she said. in today's world, especially with movements like Believe All Women and Me Too, having concrete evidence isn't just helpful, it's essential for protecting yourself.
Would you say this approach has influenced other areas of your life as well?
Absolutely. When you're an activist dealing with controversial topics, when you're a parent navigating custody issues, or when you're developing truth detection technology, documentation becomes second nature. It's not about paranoia, it's about preservation of truth.
It's like writing history as it happens, isn't it?
Exactly. And in a world where narratives can be twisted so easily, having that concrete record of events is invaluable. It's become more than just a practice. It's a way of life. Speaking of documentation and truth, I've got a rather personal story that really shaped my perspective on all this. It involves my parents, and it's not an easy one to tell.
These family stories often hold the most powerful lessons, don't they?
Indeed. One night, my father came home late from work. He had the smell of alcohol on his breath, nothing extreme but noticeable. What happened next was, well, it was traumatic.
Take your time, Ryan.
My mother physically attacked him. I was there, witnessed the whole thing. For an hour she was violent towards him, but he never retaliated, never raised a hand to defend himself.
That must have been incredibly difficult to witness, especially as a child.
The worst part came after. My mother filed a false police report, claiming my father was the violent one. Despite me being present, despite knowing what really happened, the police made my father leave our house.
That's heartbreaking. How did that experience affect your view of truth and justice?
It fundamentally changed everything. Here was a clear case where the truth was completely inverted, and an innocent person suffered because of it. My father, who had been the victim, was treated as the perpetrator.
It's a stark example of why documentation and evidence are so crucial.
Exactly. Witnessing that injustice, seeing how easily false allegations could destroy someone's life, it made me hypervigilant about maintaining records and evidence. When my own marriage started showing signs of trouble in 2013, I immediately thought back to my father's experience.
And that's why you started recording everything?
Yes. In a system where allegations alone can destroy lives, where the truth often takes a back seat to narrative, documentation isn't just helpful, it's survival. Every interaction, every threat, every significant moment, it all gets recorded and preserved.
It's a powerful lesson learned through painful experience.
And it's why I'm so passionate about truth verification technology now. Because I've seen firsthand how lives can be destroyed when truth becomes subjective, when it becomes a matter of who tells the most convincing story rather than what actually happened. Speaking of truth and narratives, we've seen some remarkable examples in recent years of how misinformation can shape public perception on a massive scale.
The Russiagate situation with Donald Trump comes to mind immediately. It's perhaps one of the most significant examples of how false narratives can be weaponized.
Can you break that down for our listeners who might not be familiar with all the details?
Essentially, we saw a completely fabricated dossier used to initiate what amounted to an attempted coup against a sitting president. The entire narrative was later thoroughly debunked, but the damage was already done.
What's particularly concerning is how many major media outlets ran with these stories without proper verification. It shows the breakdown of journalistic integrity.
And it's not just in politics. Look at someone like Elon Musk. He's constantly battling false narratives and allegations simply because he challenges certain established viewpoints.
It seems like we're living in an era where truth is increasingly determined by whoever has the loudest voice or the biggest platform.
Exactly. And what's particularly dangerous is how fact-checking has become weaponized. Instead of serving as a tool for verification, it's often used as a means of censorship and narrative control.
I've seen this in my research as an author. There's often a stark difference between what primary sources tell us and what makes it into the mainstream narrative.
This is precisely why I'm such an advocate for technological solutions to truth verification. When human bias can so easily corrupt the fact-checking process, we need more objective methods.
But how do we navigate this landscape in the meantime? How do ordinary people separate fact from fiction?
Documentation. Always go back to original sources. Look for verifiable evidence. And most importantly, Be willing to change your mind when new evidence emerges.
It's about maintaining intellectual honesty, isn't it? Being willing to admit when we're wrong and adjust our views accordingly.
This is actually a perfect segue into something I've been working on for the past 15 years through my company, Veracity Integrity. We're developing AI-driven lie detection technology that could revolutionize how we verify truth.
That's fascinating, Ryan. How exactly does AI factor into lie detection? Most people probably still think of traditional polygraph tests.
Our system actually integrates AI algorithms with advanced polygraph technology. We're able to analyze thousands of data points in real time, achieving up to 97% accuracy in detecting deception.
The implications of that kind of technology are enormous. But I have to ask about the ethical considerations. How do you address privacy concerns?
That's a crucial question, Ashlyn. We've built our entire system with ethics and compliance in mind. It's not about invading privacy. It's about providing tools for situations where truth verification is critical, like law enforcement or corporate security.
I can see how this could transform legal proceedings. Imagine being able to reliably verify testimony in court.
Exactly. But it goes beyond just catching lies. The technology can help verify sincerity in various contexts, from job interviews to financial services. Think about how many frauds could be prevented.
But couldn't this technology be misused? What safeguards are in place?
We've implemented strict protocols about how and when the technology can be used. It's not meant for casual use or surveillance. It's specifically designed for controlled, consensual environments where truth verification is essential.
It reminds me of your science fiction novel, Ryan. A world where deception becomes impossible, both liberating and terrifying.
That's right. In The Transparent Future, I explored those implications. But our current technology isn't about creating that kind of society. It's about providing tools for specific, legitimate needs.
How do you see this technology evolving over the next decade?
As AI continues to advance, we'll see even more sophisticated analysis capabilities. But what excites me most is how this technology could help restore trust in institutions and human interactions. Imagine a world where we can actually verify the claims of our public officials or ensure the integrity of our financial systems. You know, after everything we've discussed today about truth and technology, I think one of the most important legacies we can leave behind is a well-documented life story. It's not just about preserving memories. It's about establishing a record of truth.
I couldn't agree more, Ryan. As an author, I've seen how personal histories can become invaluable resources, not just for families, but for society as a whole. But what's your approach to documentation in this digital age?
Especially now when it's so easy to lose digital information or have it become inaccessible. I know as a content creator, I'm constantly worried about preserving my work.
That's why I'm a strong advocate for using platforms like the Internet Archive. It's an incredible resource that helps preserve digital content for future generations. I've been systematically archiving my online presence there since the beginning.
The Internet Archive is brilliant, but what about personal records? The more private aspects of documentation?
I actually maintain multiple backup systems, cloud storage, physical drives, and yes, even old-fashioned paper journals. I learned from my Mormon upbringing that journaling isn't just about recording events. It's about creating a verifiable timeline of your life.
It's like creating your own personal truth database, isn't it? But how do you decide what's worth documenting?
My rule of thumb is, if it feels significant now, or if it might be questioned later, document it. That includes everything from business dealings to personal interactions, especially in potentially contentious situations.
The challenge is maintaining that discipline over time. It's easy to start strong, but harder to keep it up consistently.
True, but I've found that treating it as a daily practice, like brushing your teeth, makes it manageable. And with today's technology, it's easier than ever. Voice notes, digital photos, automated backups. We have so many tools at our disposal.
And I suppose having systems like your AI lie detection technology makes the importance of documentation even more relevant. It's all about creating that foundation of verifiable truth.
Exactly. In the end, Our legacy isn't just what we've done. It's what we can prove we've done, and more importantly, who we've been. Truth isn't just about the present moment. It's about creating a reliable record for the future. As we wrap up today's discussion, I want to thank both Dylan and Ashlyn for sharing their invaluable insights on truth, integrity, and the importance of documentation in building a lasting legacy.
Thank you, Ryan. You know, what really stands out from our conversation today is how personal integrity and systematic documentation go hand in hand. It's not just about keeping records. It's about building a foundation of trust that extends well into the future.
Absolutely. And I think we've highlighted something crucial here, that in today's world, being truthful isn't enough. We need to be proactive about preserving and protecting that truth.
That's exactly right. Whether it's through technology like Veracity Integrity, personal documentation, or digital archives, we all have a responsibility to maintain and protect the truth for future generations.
And let's remember that this isn't just about personal legacy. It's about contributing to a more honest and transparent society.
Well said. To our listeners, remember that your legacy starts with every decision you make today. Document your truth, stand firm in your integrity, and never underestimate the power of maintaining accurate records.
And don't forget to utilize the resources we've discussed today, from simple journaling to digital archives.
This has been Disruptarian Radio. Until next time, keep seeking truth and building your legacy with integrity.
Thank you for joining us and supporting the show as we rebuild from nearly a decade of censorship and shadow banning. Our rebuild is underway, and it will take time to get back on our feet. Meanwhile, we hope that you enjoy our shows that are written by Ryan Thompson and performed by virtual voice actors. We look forward to hosting awesome real-life guests with great stories soon. To join our show, contact us at disruptarian.com. Mahalo!